Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, welcome back in. McNeil and Parkins here on The Score. We've wanted to get this man on basically since January when the Bears hired Matt Nagy from my old stomping grounds in Kansas City. Chiefs head coach Andy Reid with us on McNeil and Parkins. How's it going, Andy?
Good, Danny. Yep. Enjoying the last few days of OTAs, man, so we're kind of cutting it back here a little bit.
Yeah, we're getting ready for football season as well. So I wanted to start here. So 25% of the coaches in the NFL right now are either you or were an assistant under you. And you've been quoted as saying that Matt Nagy was the best head coaching prospect you've ever had. So why is that?
Well, he's been around some of the other ones, number one, and then it's his makeup. He's got a ton of energy. He's very intelligent, passionate about the game. He's got a good quarterback and a good organization right there. I think the world of the McCaskey family.
Andy is a guy who has filled this league with head coaches, 25% of them on your tree. Is there a moment of occurrence when you actually start to thinking about one of your assistants as a guy who is head coaching timber?
Well, I've thought about just becoming their agent and making some real money. Doggone it. I'm proud of all of them. I haven't really thought too much about anything past that. Last year, they all got me, all my assistants, with the exception of one. Put a licking on me, so I've got to come up with some new tricks.
So what is it about Matt specifically? What should Bears fans know about what he's good at?
Yeah, so I think he, first of all, we're in a people business. I would tell you he's great with people. He knows when to crank it up and get after them. At the same time, he'll have a good feel on when to pat him on the back. He'll fit in very well, I think, with Chicago. I was at Green Bay for all those years, and I understand the atmosphere in Chicago. Even though it's a big city, it's a blue collar mentality there, a toughness. He's extremely tough, and I always would joke him, "You're really tough for a quarterback," but he is. He's a tough kid, and he's got that Pittsburgh grit to him, or I shouldn't say Pittsburgh, but Pennsylvania grit to him. And he'll bring that. He'll show that. He's not afraid to let his personality show. So you probably already had a taste of that. And that's real. He's not going to put on a show for you. He's going to go out and be himself. He's going to be demanding of his players, but fair with them. And he's got a good staff. You know, he's able to hire people because people – respect him. So he was able to keep his defensive staff there, and he does a great job. He'll be again, it'll be a great compliment. Those two will work well with one another, and so both sides of the football, you're gonna have production, and Matt's as good an offensive mind as there is, so that part will be taken care of from that standpoint.
We're talking to Andy Reid here on The Score. He's 39 years old. You know, 10 years ago, he was working in real estate. How do you know he's ready?
Well, he actually just sold a house when I called him. It was a pretty amazing story. And I brought him in. I think you know this story, but I brought him in before I hired him as a camp quarterback. And in other words, they put a rule in that you can only have X number of people. And so that fourth quarterback position – or fifth quarterback position kind of got cut off everybody's staff. Well, he's in the Arena League. The Arena League kind of goes bottom up there for a season. And And so he wants to deep down be a coach. So I said, well, come in. I'll teach you the coaching part. You throw drills for me, not in uniform or anything. You throw drills. All of a sudden, Michael Vick gets hurt, and I need another quarterback to play in the game that's like 2 days away. So I dress him down, and we get through one practice, and somehow we get turned in that there was a rule that I was stashing players as coaches. Matt was that guy. It was ridiculous, but that was a new rule that they kind of added in at the moment, and he never got to play in the game. But from there, I go, someday I'm gonna hire this guy. Well, to feed his family, he had to he had to make some money, so he did this real estate thing, and I ended up calling him. He had just sold a house, and was like sitting there with the people just doing the deal, and I said, hey, I want to hire you, and this is what I can offer you, and love for you to come up and let you start your coaching career. And so he jumped on it.
So did he at least close the deal, or did he just get, you know,
No, he had closed the deal. He was getting all the paperwork signed when I called him. It was ridiculous, but it worked out great for him.
Andy, so much has changed since when you got your first opportunity with the Eagles. Social media is one thing that's really cranked up the decibel level. You got to be worried about what your players are getting out there because they love to participate. When you reflect back on your first year as a head man, what were some of the things that maybe caught you off guard a little bit, things that you weren't expecting?
Well, you know what I did? This is what I did when I went into Philadelphia. I knew it was a tough market. I knew the media there was strong, and that would be probably my biggest challenge that I wasn't as familiar with as I was the football part of it, right? So I bought two books. I bought Walter Cronkite's autobiography, and I listened to it. It was on tape, and I believe he was the voice of the book on tape that I listened to. And he had started off, I don't think people know this, but he actually started off as a sports broadcaster and radio, and then worked his way on up to being the greatest that there was in the political world and right-hand man to the Kennedy family there, developed a real close relationship. So anyway, so I went that route and bought that and listened to it just as a history of that world. I mean, I didn't know it well enough. And then I bought another book. Actually, Sal Palantonio wrote it, on the mayor of Philadelphia, Rizzo it was called. And Rizzo had kind of come up through the racial wars that took place there in the city and in the 60s, 70s. And so it gave me a little flavor on Philadelphia and what was going on, the history of the modern era in Philadelphia. So and that allowed me to handle a little bit of the and have get kind of a found, build a foundation on kind of what goes on with the media in the city and get an understanding of their attitude. And so it was different. I mean, we didn't have the Twitter and that immediate access. I still remember when cell phones, when the Twitter world hit, and guys, I'd be saying something and nobody be looking at me. They'd all be texting and tweeting, getting the information out ASAP. And who had the fastest thumbs was winning the war of breaking news. And so that's the world today. There are not a lot of secrets. And there's no better time to be who you are than now. And make sure that you let your personality show, and people are going to let you know immediately whether they like it or don't like it. So for the fact that Matt's made it this far, I think is a real positive. I think it'll continue to be a positive when people get to know him even better.
We're talking to Andy Reid about new Bears head coach Matt Nagy, of course. Matt worked under Andy for his entire time, both in Philadelphia and Kansas City, before coming here to Chicago. You let Matt take over the play calling duties the last five games of the regular season, went 4-1, averaged over 28 a game. He's talked about, you know, this Bears offense is going to be about 80% of the Chiefs offense, but then it'll be some stuff that he liked more than you, because the Kansas City offense was some stuff that you liked more than him. What can Bears fans expect from Matt Nagy as a play caller?
Yeah, he's got a real good feel for it. Listen, it takes a lot for me to just turn things over like that. And there's got to be, again, a foundation built there before I do that. And I was able to do that with Doug and Matt. And so I think what the fans there are going to get is an explosive, potentially explosive offense. I mean, there's obviously that other factor. The players have to do what they do. But I think he's got a pretty good group there to do it with. And so I think it will be one that the players enjoy playing in, and they'll enjoy playing for Matt. As demanding as he is, they'll still enjoy that part of it.
You know, go ahead, Andy.
So I think the fans, it should be an exciting time for the fans from an offensive standpoint. And then, like I said, I think their defense is going to be good too.
I think because of Doug Peterson's success as a gambler this year, a lot of us are expecting to see that, not only with Matt, but maybe that trend to follow in the National Football League, going for 6 instead of settling for 3. More fourth down attempts. Is that a safe assumption?
Yeah, well, we've always been pretty high on that fourth down list, going for it. And Matt is a big part of that. I mean, he enjoys doing that. I'm not going to tell you he's going to do it every time. He's pretty smart with all this stuff, so he studies it like crazy. And he'll know when the opportunity is right and when it's not. He's got a great head on his shoulders and a very, very strong offensive mind.
Andy, can you give us some insight into how you have maximized different quarterback talents? I mean, Donovan McNabb, Jeff Garcia, Mike Vick, Alex Smith, Kevin Cobb, all of these guys in different styles of quarterbacks have had career years with you. And now, obviously, in Chicago, we're hoping for Matt and Mitch to grow together. What are his skill sets with developing quarterbacks, and what's the key to maximizing a quarterback's talent?
Yeah, well, the one thing Mitch had the advantage of was we interviewed him here when he came out for the draft. So Nags, we spent 6 hours with him and grilled him. And so those two got to know each other. And the best thing you do, and I think Matt will tell you this, is that you find out what your quarterback likes and doesn't like, and put your ego aside as a coach, and let them feel a responsibility that they have the keys to the car, and make them earn that, but at the same time have a feel on that, and give them a little say and responsibility and in the offense. And so my feeling is with quarterbacks that, and I know, you know, Matt played the position, so he knows this, but my feeling with quarterbacks is if they like something, it's going to get done. I mean, there's a greater chance that if it's a throw, it's going to be completed. They make it work. And normally it's in a positive way. So, and Mitch has got the mind to be able to handle that. And that's what we saw when he came in. I mean, that he was very, very intelligent and could handle all that and the responsibility that goes with it.
Yeah, a lot's been made about the fact that Nags loved Mitch when you guys interviewed him.
Yeah, no, we both did. I mean, he was one of the guys we really liked. Sharp guy, so yeah, that'll be. I think Matt's sitting in a great position right now. Young guy that he can teach the offense to, and then has enough gigabytes to be able to handle the offense and get everything spit out in a short period of time and execute it for him.
Andy, in Chicago, we're very much looking forward to Hall of Fame Day when Brian Urlacher goes in. Now, you had a guy who's going in too, and I was pleasantly surprised to see Brian Dawkins get in pound for pound. Ever coach a tougher guy in this league?
No, he was a tough one, man. I'll tell you, You know, he was one of those guys that could take care of the middle of the field. You didn't want to ride your scooter through the middle of the field because he'd knock you into the second row, and then at the same time he could go out and cover a wide receiver. Then he fit into all of the blitz game that Jim would throw at him, and he could come from the inside or outside and make it happen there. So he could do it all, and it was just a matter of time when he was going to get into the Hall of Fame.
Andy Reid with us for just another minute here on The Score. You know, Andy, people, it's an instant gratification league now, right? We're hoping for, Sean McVay, Rams jump, or Doug Peterson, you know, new head coach, second-year quarterback. We're hoping for that type of a jump. What do you think is reasonable in terms of second-year quarterback, first-time head coach?
I think he's going to go undefeated this year.
No pressure, huh?
No, I'm joking. So, listen, that I think just be patient, and I know good things will happen. So it's not, we're not in a 100-yard dash here. It's give him the time, and you're going to have a good football team for a long time. He's tremendous. And listen, if it happens this year, it happens, but I'll guarantee you it will happen.
Did you give him any advice when he got the gig?
No, I didn't. I did not. I wished him the best of luck, and I'd send him a little barbecue while he was eating all that good pizza down there, and let him roll.
Andy, thank you very much for the time, and we'll talk to you again sometime down the road. Good luck this season.
All right, guys. I appreciate you. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.